Does a controversy over grazing on public lands ever end? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. We're going to talk about issues in Oregon, but they apply to every western state in some form or another. It's about environmental impact of grazing on public lands. Sage-grouse always come to mind, but in this case it involves salmon. Oregon Representative Greg Walton, chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, recently pressed the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Assistant Administrator Chris Oliver for answers as to the science behind environmental rules that limit grazing activities in eastern Oregon. During a hearing before the Energy and Commerce Committee, Walden called for increased local input when determining grazing management policies.
These communities are pretty upset when it comes to taking all the hits, applying it all to grazing. When it comes to trying to do a balanced effort to restore salmon and steelhead fishery, I appreciate the conversations and participation around the Blue Mountain Forest Plan, but we've got a few other things at some point. You're here to talk about hydro today, but we'll need to get together and discuss, because this is a life and death matter for the ranchers out there. A lot goes on out in the ocean. We're told it's just a black box, can't do anything about. And then we watch the fish get devoured by the sea lions coming up the river, and then the only thing you can do is shut down cattle operations and blame it all on them. And we're not going to put up with that.
A heated issue with strong arguments on either side.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.